In the lunchtime edition, more than a dozen people injured in a collision between a truck and a route taxi along Bell Road. The Congress of Trade Unions wants cost of living relief in this afternoon's budget. PSV owners hoping to be granted duty-free and other concessions when the budget measures are outlined. A minibus driver considering legal action over his arrest in contentious circumstances over the weekend. Spreading smoke from a St. Philip grass fire forces closure of two schools. And businesswoman Jeanette Graves passes. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Seventeen people have been injured in a collision between a route taxi and a truck that triggered a mass casualty response along Bell Road, St. Michael, this morning. The Barbados Police Service Communications and Public Affairs Officer, the Acting Inspector Ryan Raffitt, tells Starcom Network News the accident occurred around 8:40 a.m.
Our initial investigations have shown that the route taxi was traveling from the city towards St. George when the pickup exited from Barkers Road and a collision occurred. Four ambulances, along with eight persons from the emergency ambulance service and one doctor, responded to the scene. An advanced medical post was set up where the first triage occurred, and as a result, eight persons were transported to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, seven to the fast track, so Winston Scott Polyclinic, and two were treated at the scene and discharged.
Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite. Meanwhile, an occupant of the route taxi who asked not to be identified by name gave her account of the accident.
Person that was driving the truck didn't wait for the van man to let him come out. He just followed in the front of the van, and all we could do was wait for the van to hit him, because I could have seen that. Nothing else we could do. But he ain't get the van man call here. Now he just pulled out in front of the van, and when he pulled out, he didn't even turn straight, and they could have seen the van, they can hit the back of his front. So he straightened out, the van man just hit right in the back of him. He never got a good straight.
How badly were you impacted?
On my neck, my back, and my knee, my right knee. It ain't hurting me. Pain.
One of the passengers in the route taxi involved in an accident with a truck this morning along Bell Road. The Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Associations of Barbados, CITUSAB, is urging policymakers to address in today's budget the high cost of living and what it says are economic pressures facing Barbadians. General Secretary of CITUSAB, Dennis DePisa, says the government must make adjustments to ease the financial burden.
Hopefully, the government will address some of the problems that are facing the general public in relation to the high cost of living. Those adjustments which are greatly necessary. We are speaking about towards the to having a society where we are trying to reduce the dependency on the state. But we have to address, of course, the uptake in terms of the capacity of persons to earn. That means we have to create employment. And at the same time, we have to reduce the level of impositions that are there. We have to provide a lowering of the level of the cost of those foods available to people.
Mr. DePisa also believes taxation is too high. Minibus and route taxi owners are hoping they will finally get long-requested duty-free and other concessions when the minister responsible for finance presents the budgetary proposals this afternoon. The Association of Public Transport Operators and the Alliance Owners of Public Transport have submitted a wish list of assistance they believe the sector needs. Chairman of the Alliance, Roy Raphael, is also urging the government to make good on a commitment to provide funding for the sector to acquire duty-free vehicles.
We will have written to the Ministry of Finance before, indicated to them of our wishes during the budget. And one of the hope for us would always be the question of duty-free concession and other things. So we're hoping this afternoon the government will consider duty-free for our 80 or 90% of vehicles that is over 5 years. And also, we're hoping as well during the budget that the government will make available during this financial year the $3 million that was promised some two budgets ago for us to really get our electric vehicles on the go.
Along with the duty-free concessions, Chairman of APTO, Anwar Nana, also wants the removal of certain fees.
There was a transfer fee of $1,000 that came into effect a few years ago, just the transfer of one vehicle. Say you have two vehicles and one is down and you just wanted to transfer the other one onto that permit. Both of yours, there's $1,000 fee to transfer that, which is quite excessive. A few years ago, it was just like $10. It went from, I think it was, what, $10 or something like that. So that was quite excessive. There was also the issue of duty-free concessions for parts and oils and lubricants and tires and that sort of stuff. But also like to see that come into effect. Also on vehicles.
Chairman of APTO, Anwar Nana, in the lunchtime edition. Well, a minibus driver is considering his legal options, and the Alliance of Owners is seeking a meeting with the police over the arrest of the driver over the weekend in contentious circumstances that were captured in a video that went viral on social media. Ramon Carter, the driver of minibus B62 that operates on a St. George route, tells Starcom Network News he was eventually released without charge after being taken into custody for letting off a passenger at a place other than at a bus stop. He argues that it was just being humane as the rain was falling, the female passenger was carrying several bags, and the nearest bus stop was some distance from her home. Mr. Carter concedes that what he did was a reportable offense, but takes issue with the manner of the interaction with the heavily armed officer.
I don't like how the officer deal with the situation, and I honestly waiting to hear back from a lawyer so that I could find out what's the legal steps that I could take for the situation. I ain't saying that I perfect, but I try to do what I know is right. When it comes to the law, I try to abide. Because, like, as I think, I stop otherwise than a bad stop, but I try to use my discretion with people because at any day, that's a woman at no company supermarket. She ain't had no boy else to help. She really buys or ox not, and she ain't had no umbrella either.
In the viral video, occupants of the vehicle could be heard loudly protesting how the matter was handled. Chairman of the Alliance of Owners, Roy Raphael, says his association is looking into the matter. He disclosed that the owners have recently met among themselves and with the police on a number of matters of concern to all sides in ensuring the sector is operated in an orderly manner.
So we will have seen the video. The matter for us is under investigation. We have had discussions with the operator himself to get his side of the story. We have already made contact with the police, and we are seeking to have a meeting to have this matter resolved, because within the last 2 to 3 weeks, we would have met with the police high command, and we would have placed a number of issues on the table in which we propose to work with. Only 2 weeks ago, a joint committee of the association comprised of representatives from all the sector would have met, and we would have discussed a number of issues that confronting the sector in which we are going to approach head on. So I expect some improvement within the next couple of months.
Roy Raphael, classes at the Ellerslie Secondary and St. Stephen's Primary Schools have been disrupted by smoke, forcing both institutions to close temporarily. Communications consultant with the Ministry of Education, Gaynell Marshall, confirmed the closures, stating the ministry is working closely with the Barbados Fire Service to assess air quality to ensure the safety of students and staff.
The Ministry of Educational Transformation can confirm that smoke has impacted both the Ellerslie School and the St. Stephen's Primary School, forcing the closure of both institutions at this time. We will remain in communication with the Barbados Fire Service relating to air quality and overall safety for all before resuming normal operations at the institutions.
Meantime, the Barbados Fire Service says the smoke was caused by a grass fire at Bushy Park, St. Philip. St. Michael's School has also been closed for environmental reasons, but we have not confirmed the cause. Barbados has lost a trailblazer in the business community with the passing of Janet Graves, founder of Gems Travel and Tours. She died yesterday evening. Mrs. Graves, the sister of former Chief Justice and long-serving Member of Parliament for St. Thomas, Sir David Simmons, was widely respected for her contributions to the travel industry. Speaking on her passing, attorney at law and former Democratic Labour Party leader Verda DePisa reflected on Ms. Graves' impact. We'll have that comment in subsequent newscasts. And Canada's next Prime Minister, Mark Carney, vows to win the trade war against U.S. President Donald Trump after a landslide victory to replace Justin Trudeau. our top stories. 17 people injured in a collision between a truck and a route taxi along Bell Road that triggered the mass casualty response. The Congress of Trade Union CITUSAB wants cost of living relief in this afternoon's budget. Meantime, PSV owners hoping to be granted duty-free and other concessions when the budget measures are outlined. A minibus driver considering legal action over his arrest in contentious circumstances over the weekend, and the Minibus Owners Association seeks a meeting with the police over the matter. Spreading smoke from a St. Philip grass fire closes at least two schools, St. Stephen's and Ellerslie. Canada's incoming Prime Minister vows to win the trade war as Ontario plans electricity tariffs on the U.S. And businesswoman Jeanette Graves has died. The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.